Out and about in Western agriculture, more growers are transitioning to drip irrigation every day, and those users are seeing more benefits than just a water use reduction. Netafim product manager Dennis Hannaford says growers need to remember those added benefits and the ability the system has to control potential problems.
Well, benefits such as the salt buildup, we're pumping groundwater. Constituents in the groundwater are getting more consolidated, so the groundwater is getting saltier. We're seeing that with pH levels rising. Plants, as long as you can supply enough water, the plant can extract pure water and leave the salt behind. So as long as we can continue to apply enough pure water, we can keep the plants surviving. A lot better control of the moisture you are applying. You can leach if you allow it to, but you have much better control over that in applying in small amounts of water frequently.
Hannaford says the efficient systems do still see some significant hurdles, and the biggest challenge is getting even bigger.
Well, the cost has done nothing but go up. I mean, the price of inputs, raw materials and all that continues to rise. Demand has put pressure on that, those resources also. So the price is going to continue to go up. Right now, we're looking at anywhere from $1,800 to $2,500, depending on the type of system, the amount of automation and what you're using and how often your laterals are and all that.
Hannaford says it's important for growers to keep in mind that these systems pay for themselves pretty quickly. And any efficient system will always be a good idea for a state that has reoccurring drought cycles.
With a crop like processing tomatoes, we can pay that cost off in 1 to 1.5 years with the increase in yields and the reduction savings in the inputs, fertilizer, water, pesticides, herbicides, and all those inputs that we save with drip. With forages, and we're getting more into more of the silage corn, the winter wheats, the alfalfa, you're looking at 2.5 to 3 years without water supplies. If we've got the ability to invest that kind of money, we have that return on that investment is there.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.